Thank you for joining us, Nicole and Ellen. And I think we'll start off with explaining what the Human Library is.
The whole concept was originated in Denmark in the year 2000. And it was by a group of young folks that were distressed by the amount of violence in their city. So they started a group called Stop the Violence. And part of that was this creation of the Human Library concept, where people become the books, and then other people come and sit down and read them in person. And their rationale was that the violence was just a part of not knowing each other and not understanding everybody's perspective, and they thought that would bring their community together. And it was a great success. And so we are part of that. In order to use their name and their logos and have their materials and things, and the whole concept as it is, you become licensed by them.
So I want you to imagine going to the library to check out a book, and you're going to look for a book on a topic. Now switch that idea in your head and know that that topic is a person. So you would go and you would check out a person, and whatever that topic is, you would exchange conversation with them about whatever their topic is.
That's great. And now that it does exist in Fort Wayne, how has it been received?
Well, when we first started, Nicole and I were planning this for like 7 months alone, and we didn't really tell anybody we were doing it because we really wanted to get our feet underneath us and get the concept down, and we wanted to get to know each other better. We expected people to be curious and intrigued and thinking it was cool, and it was all of that. But then we also had a real contingent of people who immediately recognized its possibility and just knowing that it could change a community if we really let it. So that became even a bigger driving force. So it was immediately very well received and supported. Not to say people weren't confused at times, or some people were against maybe featuring certain kinds of books and feeling that that was not conducive or positive for a community. So we had a little bit of that, but overall it was really a warm reception.
The day of the event, we had 225 readers, which would be people who attended, saw books. We had approximately 40 books, a little over 40 books. Mm-hmm. We used pretty much the entire first floor of the library that day. What I thought it was going to be like and what it actually was like were two different things. I had this euphoric, everybody happy, all of humanity smiling, but it was far more intimate than that. It was more of a human-to-human contact, sharing experiences. Everyone that we had in our library, they were all members of our community. So it gave a person a glimpse at the humanity that lives right next door to you. It was very special for us and the book. Something that I constantly hear is how humbling it was. It was an empathetic moment. And in a world where we talk about there being no empathy, I honestly saw it firsthand August 4th. Empathy is alive and well in Fort Wayne. And I guess that was one of the cool things about the Human Library. We were very intentional in our topics. We wanted everyone to be from our community, but they were from all spans, all walks of life, all experiences. But they were this community. They were the greater Fort Wayne area. So it gave people a chance to sit down and speak with someone who they never would.
How does that work with readers? Do they come in? How many readers are allowed in?
We had three rooms. First room was our panel room, and those panels ran for an hour and a half. Then there was the orientation room. No reader was allowed to see a book or a panel without orientation. And then there was the individual room. In the individual room, there were long 8-foot tables. There was a reader on one side of the table, which could be a maximum of two readers. And then the book was on the other side of the table. And then there was pairings at each end of the table. So we just kind of kept this kind of flow. The room stayed busy all day. There wasn't a lot of downtime. But as I said, it was a new event. We went from 9 to 5. I will say this funny thing, though. What I found curious is that the books had a hard time stopping. People had a really hard time. Like, it was readers who was like, my 30 minutes are up. It was ongoing. Like, I have this big smile on my face because it really was just a phenomenal thing to watch people share their space with each other.
So what are the next steps for the Human Library?
Well, definitely with our books, we're going to keep expanding our library. We're hoping that the books we have stay on our shelves, as they say. But we also want to add some groups that we just didn't get to beforehand. We would like to expand refugee books as well as Burmese community and veterans, people touched by suicide, and a little bit more expansion on the LGBTQ community.
A little more diversity with that.
Diversity with that, yeah. So those are the ones that were in process that we're just not done with. And then also we've had a lot of people call us saying, hey, I think I want to be a book, or I know somebody would be good. So there's follow up. We have those people to follow up with.
Nicole, Ellen, thank you so much for coming to WBOI Studios today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
We had a great time.